Welcome to Conversations, and Lisa is still traveling with the Bethel tour bus. I wonder if she's getting tired of bus travel yet. It's been a week she's been on the road in a different city, I think, every night, guys.
She's probably having a lot of fun.
Well, the book has been out now for 1 week, so if you haven't gotten it yet, you can go to Barnes & Noble's, you can go to any bookstore, you can go to Amazon.com, you can go to DrivenByAttorney.com, because let me tell you, we've tried to unpack this truth, and we're not even scratching the surface. And so, again, we're talking about the judgment seat, which is an elementary teaching of Jesus Christ. Elementary is foundational. We cannot build a healthy Christian life without this foundation in our lives. And yet, I'll be honest with you guys, the reason I'm relaunching this book, Addison and I spent hours on this book, updating it, revising it. We pulled out stories, we put in new stories, is because it's my passion that every leader will start preaching on this. Because as they told me in Brazil, the reason we've gone from one family to over 300,000 people in our churches in this nation, and this particular church network that I ministered for, is because we teach on eternal judgments and rewards.
So basically you're saying it's a surprising secret to church growth.
It really is. And I've never said that before. It's the first time I've ever felt comfortable to say church growth. But this will grow churches, and this will produce fruit in believers' lives. This is why we have to have it as a foundation. I know that when I'm really focused, I'm waking up every morning for the past month just thinking about eternity, and it really causes me to focus on the day differently. You know, I really like golf, and I still enjoy golf. I've played golf a few times last month, but you know, while I'm playing golf, I'm thinking about eternity. I'm thinking about reaching people. I'm thinking about, you know, building the temple of God, the house of God. We get the privilege of building the house he's going to dwell in forever, because that house is really a city. It's called Zion. And God says, I'm going to inhabit it forever and ever. And we're part of the building materials. I mean, Jesus is the chief. He's the chief cornerstone, right? He's the foundational cornerstone of that house called Zion. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone, a precious stone, right? That's Jesus.
He's the boss.
But then Peter writes and says, we are living stones. What he's doing is setting up an image that God's building himself a custom home. And we're part of that home that he's going to dwell in forever and ever and ever. That's so exciting.
It is. Okay?
Not only are we a part of that home, but we're helping build that home.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why C.S. Lewis said it's those who think of the eternal who are the most effective here in the temporal.
There's a statement we've made. What we do with the cross determines where we're going to spend eternity. However, the way we live as believers determines how we're going to spend eternity. So James writes something in his little book, James chapter 4, verse 14. He says, this life is a vapor. I firmly believe that if James was alive today, he would have said it totally different. He would have said this life is zero. Why do I believe that? Because we know something through simple mathematics today that James did not know, and that is any finite number divided by infinity is equal to zero. So if you take 80 years and you divide 80 years by eternity, you get zero. Let's say you live to be 146. You divide 146 years. That's a long time. I don't want to live that long in this natural body. But anyway, if you divide 146 years divided by eternity, you're still going to get zero. So you know what that means, guys? What we do in this zero time determines how we're going to spend eternity.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be any math on this podcast, but I totally understand what you're saying with that zero time. I mean, when we come in interaction with somebody, we don't know if we're ever going to see that person again. So really, it does. You're talking about seizing the moment, of taking advantage of each and every single opportunity that you have, because what you do and what you say and how you act and how you serve has eternal ramifications.
Guys, every day becomes an opportunity. I'm building for eternity because let me just put this to you, okay? I want everybody to listen to me, okay? I want you to think through this, all right? Let's say we could live in these bodies a little bit longer, okay? Let's say somebody approached you and said, okay, what you do for the next 24 hours, one day, the way you live, that's going to determine how you're going to spend the next 1,000 years on this earth. Now, let's think about 1,000 years. If we go back 1,000 years, there's no United States. Christopher hasn't even gotten on the boat yet. King Louis XIV of France hasn't even been born yet. 1,000 years is a long
time. That's a very long time.
Yeah. But yet, the job we have, the people we work with, the neighborhood we live in, the views we have from our house, the type of house we live in, the type of car we drive, for the next 1,000 years is all going to be determined by how we live the next 24 hours one
day. I'm going to give it everything I have.
Would you really? Yeah.
I wouldn't even sleep. I mean, I would give it everything I have. I would be so excited if that was put before me.
What about you, Addison?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that would...
You with Matt on this one?
I would sleep because I'm a huge fan of sleeping, especially right now. My wife and I just had our fourth, and sleep is a rarity in our home. So the idea of sleeping 12 hours, that sounds really good. But no, it's so true. But
let me ask you this. Would you live that day with purpose?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You can't live with purpose unless you have an aim that you're working toward.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
So we tell people like, hey, you need to do something. Hey, you need to have a purpose, but we don't give them a name.
Wow.
And what does that create? Busyness.
Yeah, that's really
good. It creates
good.
Activity.
That's really good.
Ineffectiveness. And if you look at Jesus, one of the things that I love about Jesus, he was never busy. Right? He had a major assignment.
An I love
earth-shattering,
that.
Heaven-renting assignment. Yep. And he did it in 3 years, and he took his time. He took breaks. He had a great pace. Why? Because he knew his purpose, and he was at peace with his purpose. And I love this promise that we find in Philippians. It says, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ.
I love that. Philippians what?
That's Philippians 1, verse 6.
Okay.
And that is what God promises to us. If we partner with his spirit, if we yield
cooperate,
to his grace.
Yield.
He will do it.
Yes.
It's all about him. It's not about us. It's not about us getting all this glory. It's yep. about him. And it's about his glory, his presence, his nature being revealed to this world through us.
So we're not talking about learning how to work harder. We're talking about how to yield better.
How to yield better and how to produce more results.
Right.
Because
so
Jesus was all about results.
Okay. Now, how we yield is going to determine how we spend the next 1,000 years.
Absolutely.
Okay. But yet that's nothing compared to what we are talking about right now. Because one day, right, divided by 365,000 days, the number of days in 1,000 years, is still a finite number. So let me take it one step further. You are told that the way you live, whether you yield or whether you do nothing and just live for yourself and just live for the flesh, for the next 24 hours, one day, will determine how you're going to spend the next 1,000,000 years.
Yeah, we can't even compute that.
No,
that's... 1,000,000 years.
I mean,
years.
You go back 6,000 years, you're at Adam. How can we compute 1,000,000 years? We have no reference point.
We can't.
Okay, but the house you live in, the people you work with, the job you do, the neighborhood you live in, the views from your house, the car you drive for the next 1,000,000 years is going to be determined how you live the next 24 hours. Now, would you live that 24 hours with purpose, yielding to the Holy Spirit, or would you, you know, just... take it for granted and let it all just kind of work itself out.
No, you're going to live with purpose. And I think some of the things that I would do is remove the distractions. I mean, there are so many things that are in our life that aren't even necessarily sin, but they're just taking up space and they're taking up time. To be honest with you, if I had 24 hours to live and it determined the next 1,000 years, I mean, there's a lot of things I would be pushing off to the side. Not because they're bad, not because I feel condemnation, because I have a mission set before me. And I want to make sure that I am yielded so I don't miss out on that opportunity when the Holy Spirit says, hey, Matt, go to that person and share this word. I want you to tell them that I love them.
It's all about having that aim. That
goal.
Thing that you're shooting for. And Paul says, I want to be well.
Now, we need
pleasing.
To talk that in the next podcast or the one after, because this is where everybody, I think, is asking. And of course, I really cover this in the book. But let me get back to what we're saying. One day divided by 365 million days, the number of days in 1,000,000 years, is still a finite
still
number.
Still finite.
So are you hearing what we're saying? What you do in this zero time determines how we will spend eternity. So this is why the Bible tells us to exhort one another daily, because it is so easy to get distracted.
It is.
Yep. To start doing things in our own ability and our own strength. That's where all religion comes from. We said it last podcast, it's worth saying again, that one man that's yielded to the Holy Spirit, yielded to the living word of God within them, can do more in 5 minutes than somebody trying to do something
Absolutely.
For God for 80 years.
Absolutely. You know,
and this is the thing I want to make clear. This means stay-home moms. This means
yes.
dentists. This means teachers in high schools. Every one of us have a chance to build for eternity. And it's not just the Billy Grahams, all right?
It's or not the, just the vocational ministers.
It's not vocational ministers that are going to get the greatest rewards. I personally believe some of the greatest rewards will be handed out to the little grandmas who were faithful to God all their lives, raised children. Those children produced a lot of fruit. It's going to be amazing on that day. The whole key is being faithful to what God's told us. If God's called you to win one person to Jesus in all your life, now I'm doing a hypothetical here, and you win that one person, and you love on everybody you meet with the eternal love of Jesus, and you stay focused and yielded to the Holy Spirit, you will be rewarded equally to the man that has led, like Reinhard Bonnke, 22 million people in Nigeria alone just over 2 years. You'll be rewarded because why? You were obedient.
And that was your assignment. That was your assignment,
right,
given from the beginning. Psalm 139, every moment of your life was recorded before a single day passed in that book.
Psalm 139:16. I want to make sure everybody can look that up.
So you fulfilled your assignment.
So we need to talk about more of this more next time.
Absolutely. So that's a great place to wrap up. Thank you guys again for listening. We want to make sure you please take the time to review the podcast on iTunes, and please share it with your friends. Until next time.